The Montreal Symphony Orchestra with a miniature overture from Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker here at the New Classical FM. Well, it gives me great pleasure to introduce my guest. Her name is Tatiana Stepanova. She is the founder and director of the Toronto International Ballet Theatre.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. Good afternoon.
Thank you.
So those sounds say Christmas, right? Ever since we
Christmas,
were kids.
Christmas, Christmas, magic, magic come to us.
So
to everybody.
So you present magic at the Sony Center. You're doing it twice at the Sony Center on December 22nd, two performances of Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker at 2 in the afternoon and at 7 in the evening.
Yes, it's correct.
And you founded Toronto International Ballet Theatre in Toronto 15 years ago.
Yes.
And they are involved in this production, as are some superstars from the Bolshoi Ballet in Moscow.
Yes, they're coming. We cannot see that often, that kind of people, that kind of dancers.
So how
come from Bolshoi?
How do you have the superpowers to even bring them over here?
No, I'm very good connection with artistic director of Bolshoi Ballet.
Yeah,
and I ask him, and he knows like our show is beautiful.
Yeah,
and nice quality, and always he can help us.
So there are all kinds of Nutcracker productions at Christmas, and they're all beautiful. But what's special about yours? I've heard it's extra special.
No, extra special. I think we're traditional Nutcracker, pure classical ballet, and more European Russian style.
What does that mean?
No, Russian ballet, Russian version of Nutcracker, because we have different Nutcrackers, right?
Yeah.
But when I was small girl, right? I get used to see Nutcracker in, like, I mean, get used to and dance in Europe. It's a little bit different, but what is good for Nutcracker? Because you can see the story of little Clara, who is in love with Nutcracker, right? And magic come
yeah.
to her one night, and Nutcracker became
alive.
Prince.
Oh, oh,
yes, prince. It's interesting story. And Drosselmeyer, who is a master of mine, can see this little girl with big heart, and she can be in love with this ugly Nutcracker.
It's a Beauty and the Beast story.
Beauty and the Beast, yeah. But wow. it's very magical story.
Tell me about your stars, your Clara and your prince. They're from the Bolshoi.
They're from Bolshoi. The principal dancers is Vyacheslav Lopatin and Anastasia Stashkevich, they're beautiful dancers. They dance Nutcracker in Bolshoi, and I saw them. When I saw them, I said, oh, this is the pair what I want to see, this duet. They're beautiful. They're very good quality because, you know, Bolshoi theater at most of the best theater in the world.
Tell me about your sets.
My sets, amazing.
She says yeah, modestly.
Amazing, beautiful, you know. I have lots of backdrops, you know, in the old version. And props, different, like, I mean, huge Christmas tree growing, yeah. you know, soldiers, everything. Aww. You have to see. Fantastic costumes, yeah.
yeah.
Everything set up beautifully.
So it's happening on Saturday. You're doing two shows,
2 p.m. and 7.
At 2 and at 7. There are tickets available for both. The 2 p.m. is more heavily sold than the 7 p.m.
Yes.
at this point.
Yes, you're right.
People should bring their children, right? Especially if their kids are having ballet lessons.
Look, lots of kids come even from 3 years old to see the show.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they can see it. They're not crying. They're watching.
Fabulous.
See?
Okay, so you can go to torontoballet.ca for tickets and more information, or you can also go to the Sony Center box office.
Yes, you're right.
All right, Tatiana Stepanova, thank you so much for dropping by. You have to go and get ready. You've got a lot of logistics before Saturday. All right, here's a little more Nutcracker. This is, the computer says dance of. We're thinking maybe it's the dance of the snowflakes, but we'll see.